You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike Dettelier, with us today. Charlie Long got the day off. We got Coleman and Andrew running things behind the scene for us, so we certainly appreciate that. At 520 from BetMGM tonight, we'll have on with us Brad Evans giving us his look at this weekend's games, college and pro football. 545, Steve Geller will join me for our triple option feature. Want to send out congratulations to my old friend, Boo Schicksnyder, a longtime track coach at LSU, also trainer there, who is going to be inducted this coming December in the Track and Field Hall of Fame. Boo has done just an unbelievable job working with athletes throughout the many years he's been in the business. If he's been at LSU and also in private training, I think he's got over 50 guys that have been All-Americans, over 30 guys that have been Olympic, champions, throughout the years. Graduated from St. James High School and then Nicholls State University and has had a great career. And we're going to have Boo on next week. Boo's in Japan today. I got in touch with him and he's doing training sessions out in Japan. So we'll have Boo on with us next week. And also, the Louisiana Sports, Hall of Fame announced, their 2026 group of, inductees. And a guy that we've had on the show many times, want to congratulate him along with the others. John Brady, former LSU coach. You hear now doing LSU basketball games. And so congratulations to Coach Brady for getting in. Also, Sylvia Fowles, one of the great lady basketball players for the Tigers throughout the years, and certainly well-earned to get into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Former Saints wide receiver Joe Horn also goes in 2026. Jonathan LaCroix. Jonathan was a guy that I watched play baseball at the University of Louisiana. I think it might have been Louisiana Lafayette back then. They've changed it throughout the years. A former Raging Cajun, played a long time in the major leagues, 9 different baseball teams. But Jonathan goes in along with former LSU and Atlanta Falcons center Todd McClure. Also goes into Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. And defensive tackle Pat Williams from North Louisiana went to Texas A&M, had a long career with the Minnesota Vikings, terrific interior player. And Warren Morris, we all remember Warren, that memorable home run to win the World Series for the Tigers years ago. Warren Morris goes in, and then two coaches, Dwayne Strother, high school coach, and Mike McConaughey, longtime basketball coach, also goes in. We'll have all those individuals on when they get into it, and throughout the weeks we'll try to get them on talk about their experience and understanding to go into Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. If you haven't been to Natchitoches to see that, it is amazing to see what they have built and all the memorabilia. And it really tells the story of so many of the athletes and what they overcame to achieve what they did at the highest levels of sports. And it's something here in Louisiana we should really be proud of. And if you get a chance to take that trip, especially around Christmas time in Natchitoches, Bobby can tell you a lot more about it. You spent a lot more time there than I did, but it is just an unbelievable place, that the Hall of Fame, in which they've been able to piece that together. We've had some texts, I know yesterday, about Fadil Diggs. Would the Saints bring him back? And yes, he has been re-signed. He's back on the Saints practice squad. Seventh round pick defensive end from Syracuse. They did release quarterback Hunter Deckers, and I think he's going to be a constant kind of come and go on the roster, on the practice squad. But Hunter Deckers was released today, and they did sign Fadil Diggs. Also, too, today, Kellen Moore making the announcement, Julian Blackman kind of confirming what we had spoke about for the last 2 days, that he would miss the rest of the season. He'll have shoulder surgery this week. And third-round pick Jonas Sanker will take his place. And Jonas came in, a lot of credentials, University of Virginia. He played all over the board, free safety, strong safety, played in the slot as a cover guy. They used him like the queen's piece in chess. They moved him all over the board. Now he gets an opportunity to start at the NFL level in game two of his rookie season, going up against the San Francisco 49ers. And so Jonas Sanker gets the call. I do think Terrell Burgess, who is on the practice squad, I think they will bring him back to the 53-man squad, give him a little bit more depth at the safety position. It's a guy that has played for Brandon Staley. And so he understands this system very, very well. But Jonas Sanker gets the nod as a starter at safety and joins Kelvin Banks Jr. as rookies that get to start off for the New Orleans Saints. We're going to go to break, and we come back, we'll have on this with us from BetMGM tonight. Man, a guy that always full of energy. Brad Evans gives us his picks for this weekend right here on the Big 870.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL, Mike DiTullia, and on our talking text line, we have on with us the host of BetMGM Tonight, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Brad Evans. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. So be sure to catch BetMGM Tonight live on weekdays from 7 to 11 on the BetMGM Network right here on the Odyssey app. Brad, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Amigos, thanks for having me on.
Brad, thanks so much for joining us. Brad, right off the bat, I'll ask you about LSU, Florida. And I'm going to tell you, some of the best games I've seen in Tiger Stadium or watched or listened to throughout the years have been Gators-Tigers. These games have been knocked down, drag-out fights between these two teams. I thought last year, the Gator defense, now I threw out the Alabama game because, man, LSU got blown out the water in that game. But other than that game, I thought the Gator defense played Garrett Nussmeier better than any other team last year on the Tigers' schedule. Your thoughts, and this line has dropped some from the beginning, your thoughts on LSU, Florida?
Yeah, I mean, LSU, a team that people seem to be betting against right now. They believe that Florida Gators are going to strike back with a vengeance after the miscue that they had last weekend. And I would say kind of pump the brakes on that because of the LSU defense, as you mentioned. They're really flying the ball, a team that's playing right now, I believe, very much deserving of their high ranking. Now, Florida, of course, fall out of the top 25, and understandably so. Still a formidable opponent, especially if you look at the advanced analytics. Where the Gators right now, according to PFF, are number 26 in the country in offensive efficiency, and they're also top 35 in defensive efficiency. Now, LSU, only number 99 right now nationally in offensive efficiency. They're going to have to really shore up things on that end of the field. But defensively, again, I think they're going to make this thing nip and tuck. If I had a lean, it would be with Florida plus the points. I think it's going to come down to a field goal boot, but I think LSU will prevail in the end.
The other game here in the state, and just because, you know, we live in that world of transfer portal, guys moving and coming around all over, but Darian Mensah leaves Tulane, goes to Duke. Duke plays the Green Wave, and that line also has swung around a bit.
Yeah, it certainly has. A lot of action coming in on the Duke Blue Devils, to say the least. My colleague Ryan Horvath on BetMGM Tonight is big on Duke after they got smashed by who? My Illinois and take care of business. Really, in the second half, it was a tale of two halves. First half, Duke's defense was flying all over the place. One at the line of scrimmage consistently. I look at Tulane, a team that right now is number 76 in the country in offensive rating, according to PFF. Better on defense, actually, which is a bit surprising for the Green Wave there at number 42. And that's a shortcoming of Duke. They got picked apart on the back end in that second half. You know, Manny Diaz really going to bring the blitz. So for Tulane, it's all about controlling that line of scrimmage. The offensive line is going to have to stand tall to prevent some of those pockets from collapsing. If they stand their ground and do their job, I think Tulane stiff arms Duke and wins in the bitter end. If the sacks really pile up, that's going to be problematic. And he could be looking at a Blue Devils victory. So any bet I like, probably best on the board, is betting the under in this game. I think defense will be the story on both ends. And I think it's going to be nip and tuck and come maybe all the way down the final possession of the game either side of the ledger.
So you telling me my buddy Horvath's putting his deal on Duke?
Yes.
I know where to go with it then. I know where to go with that then. I'll throw you another one out. Interesting game. Man, we've had a lot of people ask about it. Notre Dame, Texas A&M. And I'm still stunned on their lack of use of Jeremiah Love in that game. He's one of the premier players in college football. What the hell are you thinking of against Miami? Not to use him more. I expect that A&M's going to get a fistful of Jeremiah Love in this game. But your thoughts, Notre Dame, Texas A&M.
Yeah, and the Aggies got a decent defense, and I think they can really hold their own there in the trenches against Love. You know, maybe goes out and races for like 75, 80 yards, and maybe goes for a buck 50. If he goes for like a buck 50, you know Notre Dame is winning and covering that spread. My lean right now is with Texas A&M on the points. I think Notre Dame's going to win. I think it's going to be a tight one as well. I took Texas A&M earlier this week at +7, and it's just based on the advanced metrics, essentially. And I know it's only a two-game sample size for the Aggies, but they're number 34 in the country in offensive rating. They're also number 34 in the country in defensive rating. Notre Dame, I think, is really embarrassed right now because their advanced metrics are puke-inducing, just downright disgusting. It's like slamming about a dozen of those slushy drinks in your neck of the woods there on Bourbon Street as they're number 114 in offensive rating and 110 in defensive rating. So if that same team shows up like it did on South Beach, they're going to be in trouble. So I think, again, the Fighting Irish, they land a punch late, somehow prevail. But I think A&M will keep this one nice and snug. So I like them +7.
I know I asked Deuce the wrong question when he was on with us. Deuce McAllister asked him about Ole Miss, Arkansas. And I knew I would get the answer that I got, that Ole Miss will win and win pretty good. But, man, I tell you what, this might be a lot closer game than people think. Arkansas, Ole Miss.
Again, I'll go with the dog here. I think it's going to earn its sausages, especially at the -8 spread that Ole Miss has right now. So I'll take Arkansas plus the points. I'm not saying they're going to win necessarily straight up. But again, this one is going to be much closer than people believe. I look at the ESPN Football Power Index ratings right now. Ole Miss and Arkansas are separated by 11 spots. And then you peel back the layers of the onion. You look at some of those other advanced metrics. They are Pro Football Focus. Ole Miss, in terms of offense efficiency, 67, which is a bit shocking in the country, and 65 in defensive rating. Where are the Razorbacks? 23 in offense, 21 in defense. Again, the numbers nerd in me says, I'm siding with the advanced data. Woo, pig, sue, I think the Hogs cover but don't win.
Tomorrow night in an interesting game because the Packers looked all world going up against Detroit. Man, they hit them every which way but loose. And that Detroit team, I sort of wonder a little bit about. I do think they bounce back this week. But Packers, Commanders, Thursday night, Jaden Daniels, you know, because a lot of people here, man, you know, what he did at LSU was just remarkable. Going up against a very talented and now – with Michael Parsons on that defense, a really good offensive defensive team in Green Bay.
Yeah, and Green Bay is going to bring the heat, as you mentioned, with Parsons. And a team, I know it's only one game sample size, but already top five in rush EPA defense. I think really the key to this game is going to be Daniels' wheels. What he can do when the pressure and the heat is getting dialed up in the pocket, calling his own number, reading, reacting, and running, taking off. You know, I had 11 carries for 68 yards in week one, and I think it's going to be a similar output for him in that area of the field. And if he has success chewing up real estate on the ground with his legs, that of course opens up the pass game down the field. Terry McLaurin was awfully quiet, a lot of accumulated rust with the long layoff due to the hold in that he had in August. Maybe he gets back on track. You know, we'll see what kind of the RBBC looks like for Washington. Obviously, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, a guy that really shined last week, but I think he's going to hit the under on 41.5 rush yards. I think this could be more of an Austin Eckler game. Pint-sized punter sure was very effective in the pass game. Had 3 catches for 31. He could be an X factor in this game. So, put all together, I know I'm talking of Washington, but I'm laying the chalk with the Green Bay Packers. Josh Jacobs, who has scored in 9 consecutive games, going back to last year, extends the streak. He'll bully them there in the trenches. And, of course, Jordan Love does a remarkable job spreading the love around the field. Tucker Kraft as well could be a busy man working those seam routes up the middle, the tight end for Green Bay. So give me the Pack. I'm -3.5, but I do love me some Jaden Daniels on the over 46.5 rush yards in that one.
Yeah, I think that would be a good bet on that one because I think they'll have him on his wheels this particular game. One line that has, I mean, tumbled big time, Saints 49ers. This thing opened at 7, went to 6.5. We were at the Silver Slipper Casino Monday night. It was 6.5. It went to 4.5. And I think all the way, it's down to 3 now between the Saints and the 49ers. But you understand, without most likely Brock Purdy, no George Kittle, Juwan Jennings with injuries, the Saints have a legitimate shot here, really do, not only to cover, but to win the game.
Yeah, look, I mainly grabbed New Orleans yesterday right after the rumblings came out about Kittle missing some extensive time with a hamstring injury. I got him at +7, believe it or not.
Oh.
They're very much in contention in this game. I'm really interested to see where this line winds up. I mean, obviously, it's flying south in a hurry for all the reasons you already laid out. And Jennings is the great unknown. He had a clean scan yesterday, trending in the right direction, but we got to find out and get on the practice field and get his butt out there on the field. Mac Jones was somewhat effective last season for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Elevated the stock of Brian Thomas. They had some monster games connecting. So that's good news to Ricky Pearsall. Like, it's a beatable, exploitable secondary in New Orleans. But if Rattler can get Juwan Johnson involved again, he was really an unsung hero last week. And we know what Alvin Kamara can do as well. This one is going to probably come down to a field goal difference. And dare I say, fly the fleur-de-lis. I thought the Saints were going to be the worst team in the NFL, but they're not going to go 0-4. They may steal a victory this week against a walking infirmary that is the San Francisco 49ers.
Eagles-Chiefs, repeat of the Super Bowl game. The Eagles, I thought, were efficient. Defensively, that's not the same team that played on Super Bowl Sunday. They've lost a lot of people from that unit to free agency. You get it. You know, when you win, everybody wants to get paid. Now, offensively, they got a lot of the same guys back, and Jalen Hurts, hey, you got to give it to him. He's a winner. Your thoughts, Eagles, Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, it's strength on strength. You know what Philadelphia wants to do. They want to run down your throat. One of the most conservative, if not the most conservative, offensive schemes in the entirety of the NFL. So a lot of Jalen Hurts, a whole lot of Saquon Barkley to boot. You know, I think it's going to be a wake-up call for A.J. Brown, who apparently was reading books on the sidelines the entire game last week. Had a garbage time reception. That was it. He's going to get heavily involved because he saw the weakness of Kansas City south of the equator against the Chargers. They could not mitigate. They could not stop Justin Herbert and that vertical attack. So I think Hurts is going to take his shots down the field with the Slim Reaper, with Devontae Smith, and also A.J. Brown. I think Philly's going to win on the road. I'm not buying the Kansas City, a team that has got to turn things around quickly, and they're going to start off 0-2. I think a Philadelphia defense is absolutely legit outside of Adoree Jackson. And without Xavier Worthy, we'll see if he goes, but he's largely going to be ineffective. I think they're going to be stunted in this game. Philadelphia will win, not on the legs, but on the arm of Jalen Hurts.
Oh, okay. Two Monday night games, but I think for everybody here, they want to watch the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go up against the Houston Texans. And that was, you talked about it last week, a shootout game between the Falcons and the Bucs. That's exactly what it turned out to be. And man, what a crazy ending between the two of them. And I wonder how much longer Koo has in that Falcons uniform, because what he did Sunday afternoon, he did that last year too. He wasn't real effective. But your thoughts, Tampa Bay and Houston?
Yeah, a really interesting matchup here. Tampa, I mean, they didn't come out, firing all cylinders last week offensively. I mean, it was an absolute war there against the ATL. And, you know, Baker, the touchdown maker, really didn't live up to the nickname. Mecca Buka was awesome with a couple of touchdowns, obviously, and Bucky Irving found the end zone as well in a game that had a lot of shootout appeal. But, yeah, Houston's got a formidable defense, and the biggest thing in this game, in my opinion, is how well does the Texans' offensive line perform? The same Casper, the friendly ghost unit that we saw out there last season, reared its ugly head and played in game one. The pressure for C.J. Stroud was immense. If Vita Vea, again, is breathing down his neck, that could be the difference in this game, because Nick Chubb, you know, a guy that's half the player that he used to be with the Cleveland Browns, C.J. Stroud just needs time in the pocket. He's not getting any right now, and I think that's going to be a difference in the game. So I kind of like Tampa on the road, guys. I just do not trust the trench hogs of Houston to get it done.
I sort of agree with you on that. You gave us one prop bet, but we have a texter asked, man, Brad's always great with prop bets. You gave us one about Jaden Daniels over in rushing. Do you have a second?
Yeah, Deebo Samuel. I'll take him on the over in rush yards.
Okay.
I couldn't believe the number, and my eyes popped out of my sockets when I saw a post yesterday on BetMGM. It was a 3.5.
What?
Immediately grabbed it and then went to 4.5, and now last I checked, it's sitting in 5.5. I'd still play the over. Deebo had one carry for 11 yards last week. I think he's going to get a couple of carries in this game. And remember, you know, a carry could count as a backwards pass. It could be a jet sweep. It may not be a direct handoff. I think he'll get his opportunities on the ground. The former Niner, of course, now a member of the Washington Commanders. So a kind of a jack of all trades, bar none. That is my favorite wager in Thursday night football. And if it hits, that's tequila.
There you go. Brad, thanks so much for joining us. Always enjoy when you join us here on Wednesday afternoon. Thanks so much for your time and all your insights, buddy.
Just gracias, amigos. Good luck in week two.
All righty. That was the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports BetMGM Network insider Brad Evans. Listen and watch Brad on BetMGM Tonight, weekdays from 7 to 11 Eastern. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. For all of your betting needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app. We come back, Steve Geller will join us. We'll have our triple option feature right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller. It would be triple option, but we're going to double play it today. Steve, before I throw it to you, Jeff Duncan is reporting, and we've had a lot of people ask about Saints possibly signing a new lease to stay in the Superdome. And Jeff Duncan is reporting that they are really close, or they've basically sort of agreed to a new agreement on a lease deal to stay in the Superdome. So that's being reported by Jeff Duncan. And, you know, if Jeff reports that, I know he's getting it from somebody real close in the organization, so to speak. And so we've had a number of people ask that throughout the last month or so, feeling as though that why haven't they had a new lease yet with the Superdome? Jeff Duncan is reporting that they have agreed to terms on that.
That's great to hear, Mike, and hopefully the new lease news, along with all the renovations that they've done in the Superdome, hoping that can lead to yet another Super Bowl down the line.
And what will happen at the Smoothie King?
Yeah.
That's the other shoe to fall. We've had that brought up a number of times also. Steve, I'll throw it to you.
Yeah, Mike, you mentioned double play, and it's pretty apropos for today because I'm actually going to MLB, even though I know we're in the heart of football season right now. On the mound today, one of our favorites, super stud Paul Skeens, pitching for Pittsburgh, and man, oh man, he's got a 10-9 record this year, 1.98 ERA, but he has been on touchable since the All-Star break. He's gone 6-1, a 1.90 ERA, 64 strikeouts. He's in action against the Baltimore Orioles this evening, and right now through one inning, he's already struck out two, no hits, no earned runs, no walks. Just a guy that it's really truly amazing to see, from winning that national championship, that magical year at LSU, and joining Major League Baseball. Since he got called up to the majors, man, he has just been on a tear, and I love to see him just continuing to rip it up in year two.
I just wish he was on a better team.
Yeah, that's
that
for
would
sure.
At least give him, you know, some support every once in a while. And he's getting support, but I'll use that term. Every once in a while. Steve, I'll throw this back at you for my triple option. You got to watch the practice sessions and everything, and Jonas Sanker now getting the call to be the starting safety to take Julian Blackman's spot there. Now, he'll have surgery this week on his shoulder. And how well he'll handle things, because a lot of times you hope you're ready mm-hmm. when they call upon you as a rookie. But he seems to be, and even when we had him on draft night after he got picked, such a mature, smart, understanding guy in this game. I don't think, you know, that first game's going to be overwhelming for him.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of confidence that it seems they have in the rookie to, you know, right away go with Sanker in this game, it seems like, against the 49ers. You know, Jordan Howden, this is his second year in the NFL, has dealt with a bunch of injuries. Luckily, he was a full go on the injury report today. But with Sanker, yeah, in practices, didn't seem too much for him. He didn't, you know, look overwhelmed at all. A guy I know I'm anxious to see more of, someone that could be that heat-seeking missile out there, laying on the big hits, and just curious to see if he's able to, I guess, digest more of this offense of Brandon Staley, this defense of Brandon Staley's scheme, and then how he's going to match up against a 49ers unit. Luckily, they're not going to have Brock Purdy at the helm. It looks like it's going to be Mac Jones and a few other weapons over there, like in George Kittle, not in action. So the rookie will definitely get trial by fire and, you know, getting out there as a starter, but at least this San Francisco squad won't be at full strength. And you know what? At this point, Mike, I just want to get the W for the quarterback and Spencer Rattler in this one. So I don't care about the team not being full strength coming to the Superdome. That's for sure.
My thing is, that's their issue.
Yeah, exactly.
It's got enough issues. let the 49ers deal with theirs. I went through the list in the first part of our number two here on Sports Talk, but want to again congratulate Joe Horn going into Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. And, boy, I think back when Randy Mueller signed him, man, a lot of people were, Mike, who the hell is Joe Horn? Okay, he was with the Chiefs. He had not made a big impact in Kansas City. And he comes in here, he becomes the number one. He's the guy out there at wide receiver. And what a career Jewel Horn had here with the Black and Gold. So, again, congratulations to Jewel Horn and everybody else that's going into that Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. And the good thing is we got some connections there, and we're going to get all those guys and ladies that are going in there. And Sylvia Fowles, man, what a basketball player she was for the Lady Tigers. Going in also, but man, congratulations to Jewel Horn. He was one hell of a football player for the Saints.
Yeah, and that celebration, you know, in the end zone, going for the cell phone, that's just legendary. You know, when anybody, I feel like, shows an all-time Saints highlight, that's in the mix.
Yeah, but he don't get criticized for signing with the Falcons. Abraham, he's going to take that to his grave. I mean, and he complains about that. Man, Mike, I don't get it. Jewel Horn went there. Martin Anderson went there. Ironhead went there. Jumpy Gathers went there. Well, why'd he give me all this crap? Because I went, and he said, the Saints cut me. Okay, the other guys had other options.
Right.
So did I. He said, but, man, the Saints cut me loose. I had to find a job. I wasn't going to retire. Even today, think about, that's over 25 years ago. Still get people yow at him about that.
Yeah, I feel like our Cajun Cannon gets a lot of slack over that because when he was in the dome, he ends up, you know, flying like a falcon in there. But for good reason, too.
Yeah, the only thing, he didn't tell them that they were number one, and that was about it.
No, the
and
fans were doing that to him.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, they yawing at him that day. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelier along with Steve Geller. Steve, you'll have Jeff Nowak talking to you around 6:30 about all the moves for the Saints. And, man, a ton of them with the 49ers.
Yeah, we'll get into everything that happened with the injury report, also the latest from the locker room, plus plenty of sound. Kellen Moore, Spencer Rattler, Chris Olave, and a whole lot more, Mike.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.